Aircheckdownloads.com. Rick D's,
the weekly top 40. It's the top 84 of 1984, a very special show here on the weekly top 40. According to Cashbox Magazine, these are the biggest 84 hits of this past year. About 12 years ago, two guys named Richard Okasik and Benjamin Orzechowski formed a band called Milkwood. But the strain of signing autographs with names that long must have gotten to both of them. They decided to streamline. Their names now are Rick Okasik and Ben Orr. The group is simply The Cars, number 64, and You Might Think. The weekly top 40, top 84 of 84, The Cars and You Might Think for The Cars.
Don't take the car! You'll kill yourself!
No, wait a minute. This is at number 64 for the top 84 of 84. Got as high as number 7 on the weekly top 40. To see this lady at number 63 move on stage, well, you'd never guess for 1 minute that she is actually 46 years old. But she says her mind is still in the 20s and her legs are in the teens. It has to be the comeback award winner of the year on the weekly top 40, Tina Turner. You better be good to me. Tina Turner and the winner of our weekly top 40 comeback of the year award. Let us hear it for Tina. Come on now. Let's hear it now. Yeah! Even Lawrence Welk is a fan of Tina Turner's.
What can I say besides, oh, wow.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. By the way, that song's still on the weekly top 40 as we speak. And the thrills are relentless. The top 84 of 84 in the next hour has Corey Hart. What he learned from Boy George. This year's biggest weight loss achievement. And our in-studio guest, Cyndi Lauper, will be right here.
Rick's, the weekly top 40. The weekly top 40.
It's the top 84 of 84 right here on great radio stations like the Superstation Z94 in Hobbs, the music leader WATT in Cadillac, Q105 Means Music in Tampa, and I-95 in Miami. Well, the man at number 62 on the countdown toured with the Culture Club on their Canadian dates, where he got the opportunity to pick up some vital fashion hints from Boy George. Like, for instance, never wear mauve with fuchsia and let your eyeshadow make a statement. That inspired Corey Hart to go out and create his own fashion trends, like this one, sunglasses at night. 23-year-old from Quebec. It's Corey Hart with his very first single, Sunglasses at Night. It went to number 7 on the weekly top 40 countdown and finishes the year at number 62 on the top 84 of 84. Now, why did Christopher Cross get up on stage decked out in his jumbo farmer jeans? Well, basically because that's about all he could fit into. Everybody loved it.
Look, he's a big boy. He is tremendous. Look, how'd that little tiny voice come out of that big, large butt? Well,
that's what people were saying. I had to give the truth over the radio. I'm sorry. So with all of that, he lost 40 pounds. That's right, 40 pounds. So the winner of the weekly top 40 Lardo weight loss for 1984, Christopher Cross. Here he is at number 61, Think of Laura. Christopher Cross and Think of Laura, song that was very big on the soap opera General Hospital over this past year. It went to number 6 on the weekly top 40 countdown, and it's number 61 on the top 84 of 84. Coming up, a man whose skin blemish brought a screeching halt to an $85,000 production.
The weekly top 40, the weekly top 40. With Rick
D's. Hey, in weekly top 40, birthday greetings go out to the Police's Andy Summers. Andy celebrates on Monday. Let's hear it for Andy now.
Yay.
And at number 60 on the top 84 of 84, the man who recorded this song at his home studio in Connecticut and did have a hit. It's from the film Streets of Fire. Here's Dan Hartman and I Can Dream About You.
No.
That's Dan Hartman with song number 60 on the weekly top 40, top 84 of 84. It got to number 7 on the weekly top 40 this year. If you've ever had a skin problem, like one blemish or a lot of blemishes or something, and you just want to run and hide until it goes away, you can identify with this gentleman. He had an unsightly blemish, even in his 30s. It popped up on his lovely face, and he walked off the set of his video until it went away. That's about $85,000 worth of video that he walked away from. But when you're Rick Springfield, you can do it. And he looks great now, and you'll never be able to see it in his video for Love Somebody. Here is Rick at number 59.
AirCheckDownloads.com.